Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our language learning podcast. It is wonderful to have you with us today.
It is. It's great to have all of you listening again. We are excited for this episode.
Today, we are talking about something almost everyone deals with these days, navigating the constant digital distractions at home. It's a very modern problem.
Yes, it really is, Andrew. Like when you sit down to study, or maybe you want to relax with a book, and suddenly you look up and you've spent 20 minutes scrolling through social media. We've all been there, haven't we? It happens to me all the time.
Absolutely. We will be discussing why this happens so often, and then we'll share some simple, practical tips. These tips should really help you regain your focus and peace in your own home.
Sounds like something many of us need. So let's start by thinking about what these digital distractions actually look like in our daily lives. Andrew, what's a typical scenario for you, perhaps when you're trying to work or relax at home?
Well, for me, it is definitely the notifications popping up on my phone or computer. I might be reading something or trying to focus on a task, and then a little sound or a message appears. My brain immediately wants to see what it is.
Yes, that buzzing or pinging sound is so hard to ignore. It really pulls your attention away. And what about the urge to check emails or social media, even when you haven't received a notification? Does that happen to you too?
Oh, all the time. Even if my phone is silent, I often just pick it up instinctively to check. Or I might have a video or music playing in the background, which is also a type of digital distraction because it takes some of my attention.
For me, it is that feeling of always being on call. My phone is always nearby, buzzing, or an email arrives, and I feel like I need to respond immediately. How do you think this constant connection affects us generally?
I think it makes it very difficult to achieve deep focus. When your mind is constantly being pulled in different directions, you can't concentrate fully on one thing.
Exactly. And that means less focus, which often leads to us feeling more overwhelmed. We have so many things to do, but it feels like we are not completing anything properly.
That's right. It definitely reduces our productivity for important tasks, like studying for a language lesson, or working on a hobby, or even doing housework.
And it can even impact our sleep or simple relaxation. If you are always looking at screens, especially before bed, your brain doesn't get a chance to truly rest.
So it's not just about losing time, which is certainly a problem, but it is also about losing that deep focus. This can make us feel more stressed and less productive overall. It's a real challenge.
It certainly is. Now, let's talk about some solutions. It is not all bad news. One of the most effective strategies for managing these distractions is setting clear boundaries with our technology. Andrew, what's a simple boundary people can set right away?
A very simple but powerful one is to turn off non-essential notifications on your phone and computer. Think about it. Do you really need to know every single time someone likes your photo, or if a new email arrives that is not urgent? Probably not.
That's a great point. Those little alerts create an immediate urge to check, even if it's not important. So, by turning them off, you remove that immediate pull on your attention. You decide when to check, not your phone.
Exactly. Another great boundary idea is creating tech-free zones or tech-free times in your home. For example, you could say no phones at the dinner table.
Yes, that's an excellent one for family time. Or another popular idea is keeping your bedroom a completely screen-free space, especially before bed. This means no TV, no phone, no tablet in your bedroom.
That's a brilliant tip. It really helps you disconnect from the digital world and gives your brain a chance to relax. It can significantly improve the quality of your family time or simply help you get better sleep.
It might feel difficult at first, and it does take some effort to remember, but being consistent with these rules can make a big difference over time. It is about training ourselves and our families to not immediately reach for the device.
It truly is. Beyond setting boundaries, we can also be more active in managing these distractions ourselves. One powerful way is through single tasking.
Ah, single tasking. That means focusing on just one thing at a time, right? Instead of trying to multitask, which we often think is productive, but it usually isn't.
Precisely. So if you are studying English, for example, you only have your language materials open. You don't have social media, news websites, or other tabs open at the same time. You give your full attention to that one task.
And this applies to other things too, not just studying. When you are cooking, just focus on cooking. When you are talking to someone, truly listen. It really helps you be more present.
Many of our devices also have built-in features that can help us. For example, think about using Do Not Disturb modes or Focus modes on your smartphone.
Yes, these are really useful. You can set them for specific times or specific activities. When they are on, your phone will silence calls and messages and hide most notifications. It stops those little pings.
It gives you a block of time where you know you won't be interrupted, so you can truly concentrate on what you are doing without constant alerts.
Ultimately, it is about being aware of your own habits and making small, manageable changes. It is a journey, not a switch you just turn on and off immediately. Small steps make a big difference.
That is very true, Elizabeth. So, to recap for our listeners, we have talked about how constant digital distractions can really affect our focus and productivity at home.
And we have shared some simple but effective strategies, setting boundaries, like turning off non-essential notifications and creating tech-free zones or times in your home.
Plus, actively managing your focus with single tasking and using helpful device features like Do Not Disturb modes. It's about taking control.
The goal is to create a calmer, more focused home environment for yourself, where you have more control over your time and your attention. You can choose what you focus on.
We really hope these tips help you navigate those digital distractions in your daily life. Try just one or two of these suggestions this week and see what difference they make.
Yes, try it out. Thank you so much for tuning in to our language learning podcast. We always appreciate you listening.
Until next time, stay focused and happy learning.
Goodbye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.